Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word one verse every day, 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing scriptures on the fall of man. Today we will be memorizing Romans 5:12. In fact, everybody out there say that with me three times. Romans 5:12. Again, Romans 5:12. One more time, Romans 5:12. Now this is a powerful verse, Romans 5:12, which simply says this: sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Today we are going to break that big verse down into several sections so that everybody out there listening to my voice can memorize this powerful verse about the fall of man. Everybody say this with me five times. Sin came into the world because of what one man did. Say that with me. Sin came into the world because of what one man did. Again, sin came into the world because of what one man did. Again, sin came into the world because of what one man did. Again, sin came into the world because of what one man did. Again, sin came into the world because of what one man did. One more time, let's say that good and loud. Everybody out there, get this in your spirit. Sin came into the world because of what one man did. Now let's try memorizing the next piece of this verse, which says, and with sin came death. Say that with me five times. And with sin came death. Again, and with sin came death. Again, and with sin came death. Again, and with sin came death. Two more times. And with sin came death. One more. And with sin came death. Now, let's try putting those two segments together and let's say it together five times. Sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. Let's try it. Here we go. Sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. Again, sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. Again, sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. Again, sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. One more time, good and loud, everybody listening to my voice, say this with me. Sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. Now we're going to memorize the next piece of this verse, which says this. So this is why all people must die. Say that with me five times. So this is why all people must die. Again, so this is why all people must die. Again, so this is why all people must die. Again, so this is why all people must die. Again, so this is why all people must die. One more time. So this is why all people must die. Now we're going to memorize the last section of that verse, and then we're going to try to put those last two sections together. Say this with me five times, because all people have sinned. Say that with me, because all people have sinned. Again, because all people have sinned. Again, because all people have sinned. Again, because all people have sinned. One more time. Because all people have sinned. Now let's try putting those last two segments together, and let's say this five times. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Say that with me five times. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Again. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Again. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Two more times. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. One more time. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Now let's try putting this big verse together, Romans 5:12, and let's say it together five times. Romans 5:12, sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Say that with me five times. Romans 5:12, sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Romans 5:12. Again, Romans 5:12. Sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Romans 5:12. Again, Romans 5:12. Sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Romans 5:12. Two more times, good and loud, everybody out there. It's not enough to hear it. You got to speak it too. Romans 5:12, sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Romans 5:12. One more time, good and loud. Romans 5:12, sin came into the world because of what one man did, and with sin came death. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. Romans 5:12.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.